The late Anita Stewart's legacy will continue with Food Day Canada, as the recently nationally recognized event will take place this weekend in Wellington County. Stewart, founder of the event, originally known as the world's longest barbecue, passed away in 2020 at 73 years of age. Senator Rob Black was the one to pass the event into Senate back in May of this year. Stewart was given the Order of Canada in 2011 for her work in trailblazing the Canadian culinary scene. She began the idea with a national event backing Canadian agriculture. The widespread reach of this grassroots campaign ended up turning into Food Day Canada. The event in Elora is unique this year in that local restaurants and events can utilize some of Stewart's recipes. Mann reminds people Stewart was able to create something special in Elora and across Canada.
Anita locally was an incredible supporter of local food, always has been. She was a resident of Elora. But I think through Food Day Canada, Anita has really managed to inspire a whole nation to be proud of our food culture and the incredible food we can grow and harvest and prepare here in Canada.
Mann added, "We have lots to hold our heads high about when remembering the former Elora resident's impact.
We should be very proud of her accomplishments and how it has this unique Wellington County connection. While Anita wasn't around to see this occasion, her family was, and they were very, very excited, very proud. It's a lovely testament to our deep culture and our deep roots in agriculture here in the county."
There are several local events scheduled for the now nationally recognized event on August 5th, including a walking food and drink tour of Elora. Reporting for The Grand at 101, I'm Riley Gillespie-Wilson.